This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Daily Digest on The Bigger Picture. I'm Juliet Jacobs, joined together with T. Xiao Week and Kelly Anissa. And it's International Women's Day today. But how did this day actually come about in the first place? We present another Hari Ini Dalam Sejarah segment to clue you in.
And Virgin Atlantic has told female cabin crew they will no longer have to wear makeup on the job. So we will be discussing the policing of women's clothing and looks.
And it's International Women's Day, so we're asking you on Twitter, what is the most important issue we should be talking about? Equal pay, reproductive rights, women in leadership, and ending violence against women. So to join the conversation today, you can tweet us at BFM Radio or WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899 or call us at 777-733-2900.
Yeah, so but before we get into all of that, here's Taco Cat with Men Explain Things to Me.
The Bigger Picture on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back. This is the Daily Digest on The Bigger Picture. I'm Juliet Jacobs, joined together with T. Xiao Yik and Kelly Anissa. The world is celebrating International Women's Day today. And even though we do that almost every day on The Bigger Picture, we thought that for our first story today, we'd give you a quick Hari Ini Dalam Sejarah segment and explore the day's origins and traditions.
So let's go back in time a little bit. On February 28th of 1909, the now dissolved Socialist Party of America organized the first National Women's Day, which took place on the last Sunday in February. They designated this day in honour of the 1908 garment workers' strike in New York, where women protested against working conditions. Now, in 1910, Clara Zetkin, the leader of Germany's Women's Office for the Social Democratic Party, proposed the idea of a global International Women's Day so that, you know, people around the world could celebrate at the same time.
And then on March 19 of 1911, the first International Women's Day was held, and more than 11 million people in Germany, Switzerland, Austria, and Denmark took part. In addition to the right to vote and to hold public office, they demanded that women's rights to work, to vocational training, and to an end to discrimination on the job. Mm. And between 1913 to 1914, International Women's Day also became a mechanism for protesting World War I. And as part of the peace movement, Russian women observed their first International Women's Day on the last Sunday in February. And elsewhere in Europe, on or around 8th of March of the following year, women held rallies either to protest the war or to express solidarity with other activists.
Yeah, and even in 1917, women in Russia actually honoured the day by beginning a strike for something called Bread and Peace. You know, that was their way to protest World War I and advocate for gender parity. And Tsar Nicholas II, the country's leader at the time, was not very impressed, and he actually instructed a general to put an end to the protests and to shoot any woman who refused to stand down.
Oh my goodness, the patriarchy!
But, you know, the women would not be intimidated, and they continued their protests, which actually led to the Tsar to abdicate just days later, and the provisional government then granted women in Russia the right to vote.
Wow, the power of that movement, right?
Bread and Peace. I love it, yeah.
And fast forward to 1975, the United Nations, which had dubbed the year International Women's Year, the year my sister was born, actually.
Yeah.
It says a lot about her. Yeah. And so the UN celebrated International Women's Day on March 8, 1975, for the first time. Since then, the UN has become the primary sponsor of the annual event and has encouraged even more countries around the world to embrace the holiday and its goal of celebrating acts of courage and determination by ordinary women who have played an extraordinary role in the history of their countries and communities.
And in 1996, the UN created a theme for that year's International Women's Day, and they've continued this theme tradition in the years since. For 2019, it's Better the Balance, Better the World, or hashtag Balance for Better. So the 2019 initiative is aimed at gender equality, a greater awareness of discrimination, and a celebration of women's achievements, according to the International Women's Day website. And that includes reducing the global pay gap between men and women and making sure that all are equal and balanced in activist movements, boardrooms, and beyond.
Something that I mentioned that we always talk about on The Bigger Picture. So, you know, it's always important to keep that conversation going. And I think another question that always comes up on this particular day, Just so you know, International Men's Day is marked each year on November the 19th.
So you do have a day, man.
It's celebrated in over 60 countries. And in 2018, the day encouraged men to embrace positive values, highlight positive role models, and raise awareness of men's well-being. I mean, that was according to the website that they have. So there is a day, so don't fret. And here in Malaysia, aside from, you know, everyone offering International Women's Day themed events, I think we have just seen, I think it's just getting more and more each year.
It is. Sadly, it's become a bit of a commercial endeavor. Mm-hmm. Everyone's just trying to cash in on it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I saw things like, oh, on International Women's Day, get a discount on waxing. Because that's how you celebrate your womanhood, by removing all your hair, body hair. And, well, anyway, there's a lot more events happening. But, I mean, on a more serious note, there will be a Women's March held in two locations here in Malaysia, namely in Kota Kinabalu and Kuala Lumpur. And it's a group of, I suppose lots of different activist groups, mm-hmm. you know, women's rights groups, a lot of people coming together. And they are demanding for a few things at this year's Women's March. And there's also some demands specific to Sabah. Mm-hmm. So let me just go through that. The number one demand is to end all violence based on gender and sexual orientation. Mm-hmm. Second one is to ban all child marriages. And also the third one is to ensure our rights and freedom to make choices over our own bodies and lives. Mm-hmm. Number four, ensure dignified minimum wage of 1,800 ringgit. And number five, to destroy the patriarchy and build genuine democracy at all levels of society. I think very reasonable demands. Mm-hmm. Things that we are still fighting for.
Yes. Still fighting for in 2019. I mean, we started talking about this in 1909.
Yeah.
And before, to be honest.
And we've made so much progress, yes, but there is still so much more to go. Mm-hmm. And I guess what I'm hoping, you know, like what you said, Shawik, that hopefully this doesn't just become a completely commercialized thing where, you know, on Women's Day, it's like, okay, we're just going to play all women-themed movies, or mm-hmm. we're just going to do all women-themed shows, like what we're doing.
No, we talk about this almost every day.
You know, offering discounts for waxing and things like strange things like that, you know, just maybe people will understand that these are real issues that women are still facing, and we're not looking for discounts and you know, all sorts of things.
And also, I think with something like the Women's March, you know, and I have been seeing very encouragingly more men speaking up on women's issues, more men are sort of helping us to, you know, raise our voices on this. So, yeah, even though it's a Women's March, it's not about women marching against men. It's not about anybody against anybody. It's all marching in solidarity.
Yeah, and I think that's what people are also misunderstanding, that balance for better, what that means. It's asking for a balance. It's not asking for one to be better superior mm-hmm. to the other. And that seems to be lost on a lot of people. Mm. So yes, if you'd like to go for that march, you know, that is happening tomorrow. You can find out more at the Women's March .wordpress.com. That's their website. And you can also get involved. They are asking you to bring your voices, your placards, your friends, and your family. Before we get into our next story, what's happening on social media, Kelly?
So we asked you, this International Women's Day, what is the most important issue we should be talking about? 57% of you said violence against women. 19% of you said women in leadership. 14% said equal pay. And 11% said reproductive rights. We have feedback. Naam Murad said, all choices are very important, but in Malaysia currently, the violence is more urgent.
Definitely.
All right.
Okay, all right. Anything else on WhatsApp? Nothing so far?
Oh. Nope, nothing so far. But you can join the conversation today and tweet us at BFM Radio. WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899 or call us at 7733-2900.
Yep. So before we head into the break, and just to get us into the spirit of the march, you know, the march that's happening tomorrow, here's a clip of Grammy winner Alicia Keys back in 2017. She was revving up protesters at the Women's March that was held in Washington with a message for everyone this International Women's Day.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.